It's 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM WITT, the home of unpredictable music, and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. Since it's 4:30 on Wednesday, you're tuned to one of the few non-music half hours of the week on WITT, the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, that's me, Danny O'Malley. I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. And overarching all of that is organizational culture and how that affects customer service. If you're interested in finding out more about that, feel free to give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? I like to describe it as lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And in my mind, Indy includes the donut counties around Indianapolis, one of which, of course, in and the biggest one is Hamilton County. And today, it's my pleasure to have as a guest on the show the deputy mayor of the city of Westfield, Mr. Todd Bertrand, and he's here to talk about all that's been going on and will go on in Westfield to make it really the fourth big city in Hamilton County. Todd, welcome to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.
Thank you, Danny. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself so they'll understand how you came to be with the city of Westfield. And I understand you've been working for the city for quite some time.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Northwest Hamilton County. I'm a Sheridan kid.
You're a Blackhawk.
I'm a Blackhawk.
All right.
Part of the Larry Bud Wright,
Bud Wright
legendary stories. You know, I've always been part of human service, raised in a family that focused on human service. So working for local government was very natural for me. And my first day with the community of Westfield was in February of 1996, and I've had a front row seat to the metamorphosis of a dynamic community.
Now, you look pretty young. Were you right out of college at that point?
Actually, I went straight into the workforce from high school.
From high school?
From high school.
You graduated high school in 96?
Actually, in 1990, I spent 5 years from working in my hometown, Sheridan, as a firefighter.
Oh, you were? Okay, you were a fireman. I was. Sheridan Fire Department.
Went straight there. I got my EMT certification and training at Methodist Hospital here in downtown.
Cool.
You know, as fate had it, I spent 5 years in my hometown community, and then the opportunities that presented itself in Westfield. And
was there a posting for a job with the city or what?
Yeah, so they were hiring their first large class of firefighters, 12 firefighters. It was the beginning of growth for a community.
So did you come to Westfield as a fireman?
I did. I came as entry level. And, along that journey, I'd always contemplated about being a fire chief. I just leadership is a natural draw to me, and so I kind of just prepared myself with certifications and training, and I went to college for an associate's degree in public safety. And in 2006, 2007, the community decided they wanted to become a city and adopt a moral form of government.
Okay, right. So Sheridan or Westfield was a town recently.
Actually, in 2008 was the first year.
Became a city.
It officially became ordained as a city.
So when you now, I know that Westfield has grown very, very slowly for the longest time as almost kind of a bedroom community at Carmel and Noblesville, if you will. And the growth started a long time ago, but it really started to blossom more recently. How many folks were in Westfield when you got there for the fire department?
So, you know, I can put it in perspective like this. In the year 2000, there were approximately 9,000 people in the community, and today we have a projected or an estimate of population of about 41,000.
And I can remember back farther than that when Westfield had maybe 3,000 people.
Oh, it was just a small farming community.
Very small. Yeah, very small farming community. So how in the world did Westfield go, aside from the natural reach of the expansion of Carmel and Noblesville and Fishers and all of that, that's not enough to grow from 9,000 people, say 19 years ago, to 41,000 people. So let's talk about your role as deputy mayor and all that's gone on in Westfield in the ensuing years.
Yeah, for sure, Danny. Since 2008, if someone would have told me becoming a city would be like turning a light switch on, I would have probably laughed at him. But in reality, when you have in the context of a town or a city, a mayor with executive power and a cooperative city council, he broadcast a vision. Westfield was void of an economic base. If you recall,
not much industry, not much going
that's
on.
That's exactly right. If you recall, our landmark and keystone element was the world's largest Dairy Queen at 31 and 32.
You know, believe it or not, an O'Malley Food Market former store manager was the first manager of that Dairy Queen.
I believe
way
it.
Back then. Yeah, so it was a huge Dairy Queen.
That was a marker. And yeah. So, you know, Carmel is vibrant and has a strong economic base, and you've got to be relevant in today's local government scene, because that's where it matters most. So we've been on this trajectory, and I know we want to talk about Grand Park.
Certainly. But chronologically, yeah. Was there something going before Grand Park?
There was not.
Okay.
Keep in mind, in that era, we stood up a new form of government. Major moves in that of U.S. 31 positioned to dismantle our freeway and remodel it and rebuild
right.
You had property tax caps that our legislature etched into our state's constitution, and we endured a recession.
Let's talk about the 31 thing, because sure. that's really a key thing. I my guess is, and I remember just for a second, I'm going to go back in history, when my dad opened his first O'Malley Food Market in 1966 at 106th and College, and I was a freshman in college. He told me one of the reasons he picked that site was because Keystone Avenue, which had dead-ended at 86th Street,
yeah,
where Keystone
I
at the Crossing
that.
Is, was going to go through up to Meridian, and that was going to cause Carmel to blow up like North Central had blown up in the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, in a way, we have the same thing here, but my guess is with the 31 turning into a state highway, you know, maybe there was some fear in Westfield that people might bypass Westfield. You know, why get off at 32 because, you know, 31's going to go blowing right by it. Was that a fear at all?
I think it was an underlying fear that there are plenty of communities across the Fruited Plain where there's freeways and they're just drive-by communities.
Kokomo.
Yeah,
right?
You know, you have Kokomo, who's got a strong base, but there were so many stoplights, so people, you know, now we have the
now
bypass.
You don't have to go to Kokomo.
And I think with 31, we measure our lives in time, not distance. If you put into some digital mapping platforms, they're going to give you the time threshold from whatever your destination is. And so with the improvement of US 31, the elimination of stoplights, we can leave 31 and 32 and be at Indianapolis International Airport and never hit a stoplight.
That's true.
And
that's true.
Be anywhere in the world, arguably, with that. So US 31, Mayor Cook would tell you, and many would agree, that if it wasn't for US 31, the metamorphosis of Westfield as we see it today and experiencing probably would be vastly different.
So Mayor Cook and yourself and probably other people in Westfield saw that expansion of what making 31 sort of an expressway,
yes,
as an advantage rather than a disadvantage.
Without
if
question.
You could play it right.
Without question.
So who had the idea for Grand Park?
You know, that was born out of a deficiency of local infrastructure for our youth leagues.
Okay.
And so that conversation came around. Certain people were trying to solve a local problem. And then the conversation evolved and kind of got bookended with, what do we want to be? What's our economic base? And so we have some great sister communities and peers, Fishers, Noblesville, Carmel, Indianapolis. How do we position ourselves where we're complementary and not competitive?
We're going to come back to that.
Sure.
We got to hit an underwriter break before we go any further. You're listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. We want to thank our underwriters and our host for the studio, and mention next week's guest as well. The underwriters are Fabric Care Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street out by the old airport. They're specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat on site open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week in the metro area. Their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. You can find out more about my good friend James and the good folks at Fabricare on Facebook. Second underwriter is Open in Indiana, which is the brainchild of my good friend Ryan Henry. It is a networking organization that has, six or eight monthly networking events around the Indianapolis area. They started in the far north side, and there is a networking event in Westfield, in fact. And they also have a new magazine. You can go to Open in Indiana on Facebook and learn more about Ryan and Open in Indiana. And also we want to thank Paul and Suzanne and their wonderful staff here at My Pet Carnivore on Shelby Street in Fountain Square. My Pet Carnivore is the site of the studio for 91.9 FM, and it is also a frozen pet food distribution warehouse where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners only in 48 states. So it must be pretty good dog and cat food. We want to thank them for hosting the studio. Next week's guest will be Cindy Garlock. Cindy is going to talk about, her organization, she does the cure for your clutter in your home. And we all have clutter in our homes. So you want to listen next week for a real interesting and unusual show, which you'll get a lot of tips. My wife and I have been in our house 42 years, and someday we're going to have to downsize. We are hoping not very soon, but boy, it's daunting. And Cindy can get you ready for that. Now, back to Todd Bertrand with the City of Westfield, Deputy Mayor of the City of Westfield, in fact. And we were just talking about the genesis of Grand Park. And you were saying it grew from the original thing was, we don't have enough spaces for our kids to play sports. That's in right. Westfield. And then what happened?
So with that, and as I noted earlier, how does Westfield establish an economic identity and base that is not competitive with our peer communities?
But enhances it.
Enhances it because you really have to look through a regional lens as a local government leader.
Yeah.
And so what could we do, should we do, that others won't or cannot? And it was travel youth sports. Make a destination for travel youth sports. Time magazine will cite travel youth sports in the United States of America as a $15 billion a year industry.
Yep. There's a whole section of Disney World with nothing but travel youth sports,
without
right?
Question.
Well, so, you know, so.
A lot of folks doubted it. It's 400 acres. It's the nation's largest amateur sports complex.
Is that right?
It is. It has over 56 fields of play, both for field and diamond sports. And we see approximately 2 million visits a year there from all over the country, heavily concentrated Midwest. But,
right.
You know,
these
Indianapolis.
These weekend tournaments. And it's not just outdoor sports, though, right?
No, that's correct. So we've got a 370,000 square foot indoor facility, three full size regulation size soccer fields.
And my grandson plays lacrosse there.
And lacrosse. And just last week, we hosted a corporate event of 1,500 people inside. It was their national summit. So,
okay.
With that, you know, it spawned a service industry.
You got
surge.
A big hotel there.
We have hotels that have the Hampton Inn, the Cambria Suites, several hotels that are coming up following that marketplace.
Right.
And you know, it's really been a joy to be a part of and watch it unfold.
You gave me a number. Is that the number of kids that play sports at Grand Park in a year, or do you have a number for that?
We track visits. So if you show up two times in a tournament, we would count you twice.
Okay.
Much like any other theme park destination, they count the number of times you've been there because you're in the area, you're spending money. So I can put it, give you a factoid of over 6,000 baseball games were played at the complex just last year.
From what ages?
From the little peewee kids all the way up to collegiate level.
Yeah, and having had grandsons play baseball there as well as the grandson that's playing lacrosse there now, if a kid's got a couple hours between games, well, you can stay at Grand Park and buy concessions there, or you can go down to State Road 32 and choose from a dozen restaurants.
Yeah, you know,
some
what?
Fast food, some a little better, right?
A distinguishing quality for our complex is a lot of tournaments have been scattered all over a geographic region. Grand Park leverages the fact that it's in one focused spot that you know where you're going back day after day.
Yep. Absolutely. And again, the hotels, these families whose kids come from the Midwest, they're sort of stuck in Westfield for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And that's great for the restaurants. That's great for the hotels and everybody.
You know, and we can move on, but one example, I was working out there a few years ago, and I gave a couple a ride on a golf cart, asked them where they were from, and they were here for a soccer tournament, and they were from Hawaii, and they were here for 7 days. Because
7 days.
For their daughter's soccer tournament. So
wow.
When you think about the economic impact that they purchased, plane tickets, probably car rentals, hotel, food, and it's significant.
And I would think somebody that's there for that many days might do some other things around the area, like take a tour of the Speedway or go to Connor Prairie or whatever.
And
when
we
the,
have those
the kids
relationships.
Aren't playing, yeah. Yep. So it becomes a whole. It is a regional thing.
It is.
So that's the genesis of all this growth. Okay, yep. But you got other things. Talk about the new Riverview Hospital there at 32 and 31.
Yeah, so you have Riverview Health. They expanded a full scale hospital there. They're growing into it. They noticed the growth of the area. And so that's a key element to our growth. And so when we go out and have conversation with potential investors, like an Abbott or like a Gordon Food Service, which are
we want to talk a little bit about.
Yeah,
those.
We do. But to have some healthcare anchor in our community is very important, and we're proud of their presence in Westfield.
And another thing that's real important, and when my dad was telling me back in the day that Keystone was going to go through, he also said the quality of the schools in Carmel will bring more people. Talk about the Westfield schools and their quality and their growth.
You know, if you don't have a quality public education system in your community, you really have
a problem.
Struggle. And as a former school board member in my hometown of Sheridan, the school corporation is the hub of the wheel.
Yeah.
And if it deteriorates, so too does your ability to attract and retain. And I can tell you that the quality of our public education system in Westfield Washington Schools, is a driving factor when companies like an Abbott and a Gordon are looking to invest hundreds of millions of dollars because they want to be able to attract top talent.
Absolutely.
And the success of any organization is all about the competition of talent.
So we have Westfield High School, the Shamrocks, right?
Yes.
How many junior highs do you have?
Just one. They have a middle school and intermediate school. That's how they label that. So,
okay.
And then I think five elementary schools.
Five elementary schools. And 20 years ago, you wouldn't have had anywhere near five elementary
Absolutely
schools,
not.
Right? Again, 40,000 people. What is the? Do you know what the total population of Hamilton County is now? I think it's in the 250 to 3
range.
Yeah,
it's pushing
right?
300,000.
Pushing 300.
Just between Carmel and Fishers, they both have about 80 to 90,000 residents there. And
yeah,
so we'll get a clearer picture this year with the
decennial
census. So that'll be important when we see those numbers come out next year.
Well, we're going to have another underwriter break in just a minute. We've talked about the Riverview Hospital. How many beds does that have?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head. I do know they have a 24-hour emergency department available, and it's becoming quite active. They have some state-of-the-art surgery suites. I was in those while they were under construction. So I don't know how many acute care beds they have.
It's a beautiful building and a beautiful addition to Westfield. We're going to take another underwriter break, and then we're going to talk about some of the businesses that have committed to Westfield and maybe a business or two that might be close to being committing to Westfield on top of what's already there. You're listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM every Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Tune in for lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. We want to thank our underwriters once again and the host for the studio and mention next week's show. The underwriters are, number one, Fabric Care Dry Cleaning Center at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street out by the old airport. In business for over 60 years now, they're specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat on site, open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week, and their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. You can find out more about my good friend James and the good folks at Fabric Care on Facebook. The second underwriter is Open in Indiana, which is the brainchild of another good friend of mine, Ryan Henry. Open in Indiana is a networking organization kind of dedicated to introducing one business to another throughout the Indianapolis metropolitan area, with most of the emphasis on the north side of Indianapolis and Hamilton County. They have about 8 networking events a month and a new newsletter, actually a magazine that you can pick up in a lot of retail places around the area. To find out more, just visit Open in Indiana on Facebook. And finally, we want to thank Paul and Suzanne and their staff here at My Pet Carnivore for hosting the studios of 91.9 FM. My Pet Carnivore is a pet food distribution warehouse, frozen pet food distribution warehouse, that distributes healthy dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners only in 48 states. Next week, I should say, on the 29th, my guest will be Cindy Garlock. Her company is called Organizing Remedies. She's the cure for your clutter. So don't miss that, because we've all got clutter. Back to Todd Bertrand with the City of Westfield. You mentioned a couple of big manufacturing facilities that are on the horizon, and I take it have been, you know, committed, right?
Without question.
Tell us about those.
So we have Gordon Food Service, which is a family-owned business out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're all familiar with their trucks, no doubt.
You bet. We had a few deliveries from Gordon's back in the O'Malley days.
You know, they came to us and saw that Westfield was a prime location for them. Our geography lends itself that we're just not too far from Indianapolis, obviously, with US 31 once again. And so they're going to invest nearly $140 million.
Wow.
And that is significant, to say the least. They are going to, over a five-year period, hire approximately 400 people. And it's going to be a state-of-the-art food distribution
facility. So there'll be warehouse workers, there'll be truck drivers,
without question,
and of course office workers and so on. Yes. And so forth. Yeah. So they'll be high-paying jobs.
Yeah. So the average wage there is going to be about $25 to $30 an hour.
Awesome.
That's meaningful. The other corporate partner we're going to have is Abbott Laboratories.
Okay, this is healthcare, right?
It's healthcare, and a very familiar name in the healthcare sector. And what they'll be producing is their second location to produce a minimally invasive heart valve repair.
Really? So they're manufacturing this.
They will manufacture it there. There are other locations in California, and so what once was an open heart, stop the heart, replace the valve. For those weakening mitral valves, they've pioneered a minimally invasive. They go in through a vessel like a heart cath, and I'm going to oversimplify this. It's basically a paper clip for your heart valve.
Okay. Okay.
And so the recovery time on that is
much quicker.
Much quicker. Probably a day and a half versus open heart.
The risk is minimal.
So right. There are 350 parts associated with one valve.
How many folks going to work there?
Approximately 450 over a five-year period.
And again, high paying. Now, are these both under construction?
So they're going through their process, their permitting process.
Okay.
Our incentive package and partnership with them has been approved. And so it's now in a construction phase and all the preliminary work that goes along with that.
Okay, fantastic. So time frame, next couple of years maybe?
Yeah, so this 2020 will be a build year, and they'll open for business in 2021.
So two big facilities with about 800 or 900 new employees, new jobs coming to Westfield in Hamilton County and Central Indiana.
Yes.
That's just awesome. I had heard a rumor just this week or last week that you might be getting a Meijer store up there.
Yeah, it's all but, you know, it's gone through the approval process. Actually, there was some email traffic in my inbox just last week. So, yeah, it's got a green light. It's all up to them, and it'll be at the southeast corner of 32 and Springmole Road.
Okay, and I take it the two manufacturing facilities are going to be on the west end of Westfield,
too. So
they're
actually going to be in an industrial complex called North Point, north on US 31. So,
oh, up north. Okay.
Yeah, if you recall the old GTE building.
Yes.
So it's now Carrington Mortgage.
Right.
And so just north of that is an area that's been zoned for many years for industrial. So you, when you travel north on 31, you'll see a facility right on US 31 called Bastion Solutions. So
I've been, yes.
So they're... they were a business owned in Hamilton County and were purchased by Toyota Industries. And so I've had the great fortune to travel to Japan this past September and meet with the leadership of Toyota Industries.
Wow.
And foster that relationship. And one thing about global investment with our Japanese partners is you have a partnership.
So what does Bastion Industries do?
So Bastion Solutions will come in and customize distribution network, sorting, conveyor, based on what you need. So they've got some pretty high profile customers that we're all familiar with, but they will, if you tell them, I need to get this package from here to there, they will design it. They're a one-stop shop, and it is a significant
business. They were already in Westfield.
They were actually in Carmel.
Okay.
And so they built and insourced a lot of their manufacturing and R&D to that facility in Westfield.
Okay. And they've been bought by Toyota.
Toyota purchased them about 2 years ago.
Well, I wonder if there'll be anything down the road from Toyota for Westfield. Who knows?
I think that there's a strong possibility that's the case.
That's awesome. And back to the Meijer store.
Yeah.
As far as I know, as I think about Westfield, now the only grocery store in Westfield is a Kroger.
That's correct.
On 32.
We have two. One at 161st and Spring Mill.
Oh, that's 161st and Spring Mill.
Yep.
That's right.
And State Road 32.
I have
been. We have an Aldi. Aldi is there as well.
Where's Aldi?
It's
is it by the Kroger?
There in the Village Park Plaza. So if you just go, you know where the Charleston's restaurant is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right behind
that is Westfield.
Yep, it is. Yeah. 146th Street is the dividing line between Carmel and Westfield.
That's right. The famous Carmel-Westfield pylon
totem
sign.
Totem pole.
Yes, yes. That's another story for another time, but it's worked out well for both towns, right?
Yeah, because of that very reason that many folks don't understand where one starts and one stops.
Right.
And you know, we are better because of Carmel and all the effort has occurred in Carmel, and it has just created a quality and an energy that you know, we all want to be together, but we need our own individual identity, and that sign is what kind of marks the landscape.
It's a good teamwork thing between Carmel and Westfield, as it should be, because
indeed.
Again, can't emphasize it enough, when people are staying at that Cambria Suites up there for 3 or 4 days of tournaments, they might end up in Carmel, or they might end up anywhere.
You know, we're much better together than we are apart.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what else do you want to say? We got just a couple of minutes left about anything. Have we missed anything about what's going on in Westfield?
You know, it's just there's a bright, bright future in Westfield, no matter what. Mayor Cook's starting his fourth term as mayor.
But there are places that have had mayors longer than that.
That is true. That is true. And it's just an exciting time for a community that has just really emerged. When you think of 10 years, that's not a long time.
And quadrupled the population in 10 years, and it's gonna keep growing with all these new wonderful facilities. So that's just great. Todd Bertrand with the City of Westfield, thanks for being our guest
today.
Thank
you, Danny.
Deputy Mayor of the City of Westfield, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know, it's a funny thing. When I promoted this show, I said, you know, the newest boom town in Hamilton County. And you don't really say boom city, but we have four cities in Hamilton County now, and they're all doing very well. Don't forget a couple of things that are going on on the station after this show. Be sure to stay tuned for the DJ Lucky Menace show, which features a collection of unique music from a new country each week. This week the focus is on the sounds of Costa Rica. Holy moly! And also later today at 6 p.m., the Indiana Nocturne with Russ Dodge and Devin Dean, unpredictable music from the 60s through 2000. Don't forget next week, Cindy Garlick, Organizing Remedies, The Cure for Your Clutter. See you next week on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.